God is good. So I have a new saying to teach you. When I say God is good, you say all the time. And then you say, I say all the time, and you say God is good.
我们一起说神是好的。
So let's try it. God is good.
God is good. 神是美好的。
Supposed to say all the time.
在所有的时候都是这样。
Try it one more time. God is good. All the time. Do you want to do that in Chinese too?
神在任何时候都是美好的。
I don't know what's going on. I learned that from another pastor, and I have used that before, and if we truly believe that, it will make a difference in our lives.
所以我们如果真正相信这句话，在我们的生活就会有不同。
So for practice, we'll do it one more time. God is good. All the time.
神在任何时候都是美好。
Well, Robert Schuller tells a story about a banker who always tossed a coin in the cup of a legless beggar who was on the street outside his bank.
Robert Schuller 曾经讲过这样一个故事，就是有一个银行家，他每次经过他的银行的时候，都看到这个没有脚的这个乞丐。
Now, the beggar always had some pencils in a can that were sitting there beside him, but most people did not take the pencil, they just gave him some money.
这个乞丐呢，在他要钱的那个碗里面，旁边放了一些铅笔，但是大部分人都是只给他钱。But
the banker would never do that. He'd always insist on taking a pencil, and as he took a pencil, he would say, "You are a merchant, and I always expect to receive good value from merchants I do business with."
但这个银行家呢，他每次给乞丐钱的时候，他一定拿一根铅笔，因为他说，我是一个商人。 跟我打交道的人，也都是商人，所以我会拿你这根铅笔。Well,
one day the banker noticed that the legless man was no longer on the sidewalk.
结果有一天，这个银行家就没有看到这个乞丐。And
he forgot about him until one day he walked into a public building and there were some concessions stand there.
一直等到有一天，他走进一个这个楼里面，看到那里有一个。 卖吃的小吃店。And
guess who was at one of the concession stands?
结果你看坐在那里卖东西的人是谁？
The legless man.
就是这个乞丐，当年的乞丐。And
he said to the banker, "I've always hoped you might come by someday."
他就告诉这个银行家，who told who?
The beggar told the banker.
Oh, the banker, okay. 银行家告诉这个乞丐说，哇，我很高兴终于有一天能够看到你。The
beggar said, "You are largely responsible for me being here. You kept telling me I was a merchant."
这个乞丐说，其实我今天能够在这里，你要负很大的责任，或者是你有很大的功劳，因为你曾经告诉我，我应该是一个商人。
So I started changing my way of thinking. I no longer thought of myself as a beggar. I thought of myself as a merchant.
所以从那以后，我就再也不把自己看成是一个乞丐，而是一个商人。So
instead of a beggar receiving gifts, I started selling pencils and lots of them.
所以我不再跟人家要钱，我开始去卖我的铅笔，而且我越卖越多。He
said, "You caused me to look at myself differently and to give me some self-respect, and that's why I'm here where I am today."
是因为你给了我自尊，给了我自信，以至于我今天能够不一样。Who
in your life has made a difference to where you look at yourself differently, and maybe you are where you are today because of them?
我们大家能够问自己，你到了今天，这个地位，你。 有没有人在你的生命里面曾经做过同样的事情，使你能够有今天？
And let's look at it from the other perspective. Who in your life does God want you to make a difference in so that they can be more than what they are today?
或者我们从另外一个角度来看，我们在别人的生命里面曾经为这个人做过同样的事吗？
So this morning, as you already know, we're going to talk about spur one another on.
所以今天早上我们要讲的就是要彼此来激励。
So please turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10. We want to look at some verses that we did not read. Hebrews chapter 10.
请翻到希伯来书刚刚所念的希伯来书第十章，我们看一些我们刚刚没有念到的。
Now on the back of your bulletin there is an outline that if you would like to, you may fill in as we go along.
大家都知道，在我讲到的这个程序单的后面有一个这个大纲。你们可以拿出来做笔记。
And the first part that we're going to talk about is not in the outline, but that's why you need your Bibles to follow along.
第一部分没有在这个大纲上面。
If you look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19.
如果您看希伯来书十章第十九节。
It says, Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus.
十九节说，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入了至圣所。
If you notice there, there's a since there. You need to pay attention to that. And it's since we have this confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus.
我们看到这个句子一开头就是既然的既 since.
And we don't have a temple anymore with a holy place in it, so this means that by the blood of Jesus Christ, we can come into God's presence.
所以这句话是说，我们能够因为耶稣基督宝血的缘故，我们能够进到神的殿里面。
Not only that, but because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we can have a personal relationship with God.
而且我们不但是因为耶稣基督的宝血，我们甚至能够跟神有一个个人与个人之间的关系。
And this really surprises a lot of people who are not Christians. They say, a personal relationship with God? How is that possible?
当我这样讲的时候，有很多我的那些还没有信主的朋友都很惊讶，说怎么可能我们一个人可以跟神建立一个一对一的关系。
And so I tell them, well, I talk to God through prayer many times every day.
我就跟他们讲说，我每天都是透过祷告来跟神说话好几次。
Not only that, but we have the Bible where he speaks to me.
并且我们有这个神所赐的话语，每天都跟我，我都每天能够透过圣经来接受神的教导。
And he speaks to me in the creation all about me.
同样的，我所看到的这些大自然的创造物等等，也是神在对我说话。
Have you ever said to God, God, you know, you are truly an awesome God.
所以你有没有曾经跟神这样讲过，说神啊，你真的是太伟大了。
You are so great and powerful, and still you want a personal relationship with me. That's truly amazing.
这实在是太令人惊讶，因为你是一个这样大有能力的神，但是却愿意跟我们这么卑微的人建立个人一对一的关系。
It may surprise you, but I have a CD that's fairly contemporary music, and sometimes in the car, I just like to turn it up pretty loud. And it sounds kind of funny for an old man like me, I know.
我在车里面有一个这个CD, 有一首歌。
And one of the songs says, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
它的歌词就是，我是神的朋友，我是神的朋友，神称我为他的朋友。
Does that bless you at all when you hear that, that you're a friend of God and he calls you friend?
我们听到这样的人，这样的事实，是不是让我们非常的振奋呢？
Well, if it doesn't, it should. And it's because, as it says here, since we have the blood of Jesus Christ.
如果你不感觉到振奋的话，你应该要开始感觉振奋，因为这边所说的是因为我们既然因为耶稣基督的血，我们能够进入至圣所。
And in verse 21 says, since we have a great priest over the house of God.
第二十一节又说，有一位大祭司治理神的家。
What it means is that Jesus is our priest now. He goes on our behalf to God. He presents our cases to him, and he is a merciful and faithful high priest.
所以耶稣基督是我们能够在神面前最大的最尊贵的祭司。他不断地来为我们祈求。
So he says, since we have the blood of Jesus Christ, since we have Jesus as a great high priest, therefore, we should do these things.
所以这边讲说，既然我们有耶稣的宝血，又有耶稣做我们大祭司，所以我们应该去做下面这些事。
And there are four of them, and they all begin with lettuce. Sounds like a head of lettuce. So if you can imagine four heads of lettuce, we have four lettuces here that we need to do.
所以下面的四句，从22节到25节，这个英文开始都是让我们，让我们。
Look at verse 22.
看看22节说
Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith.
所以让我们能够来到神的面前存着诚心和充足的信心。
So we can come to God with full assurance of faith and have this personal relationship with Him because of Jesus Christ.
我们能够来到神面前对神的救恩有全然的确据，是因为耶稣基督的关系。
And in verse 23, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful.
第23节说，我们要坚守我们所承认的指望，不至于动摇，那是因为应许我们的是一位信实的神。
And in verse 24, the one we're going to talk about this morning, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
第24节是我们今天的焦点，我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And verse 25 is the passage we talked about before, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another and all the more as you see the day approaching.
第25节是我们以前所曾经谈到过的，是不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。
And so we want to look at verse 24 more closely, and I'm going to start with the last part of the verse first, and then go to the first part of the verse.
所以我们今天要仔细来看第24节，我们要先看24节的后半部。
And the first thing we're going to look at in the last part of verse 24 are the goals.
24节的后半部提到我们需要达到的目标。
How many of you are doing research in the lab? Any of you doing research in the lab? Okay.
哪些人在实验室里面做科研的？
Do you do research just for the fun of it, or are you trying to meet a particular goal?
做科研是不是是就是因为科研很有意思，还是你要有一些必须达到的目标？
How many of you are on a sports team? Any type of sports team? Anybody?
或者你在哪一种运动的队伍里面？
Are you doing that just for exercise, or are you also working towards a goal?
你是去达到一些目标，还是只是锻炼身体而已？
I ran a race yesterday, and the goal was the final destiny that we were looking for when we could see the finish line.
昨天牧师去参加downtown的长跑。
How many of you are working towards a degree here? Anybody working towards a degree?
还有许多人是来念书的。目的是要拿到这个学位。
That also is a goal.
所以读书是为了得到一个学位。
How many of you are motivated by goals? Any of you motivated by goals?
哪些人是被一个目标所激励而去做？
I personally am. I really like to set goals, and I like to know when I reach them. It's great. I enjoy it.
我个人很喜欢去达到目标，因为你达到目标以后，那个感受是很令人兴奋的。
And so the writer of Hebrews gives us two goals, and the first one is toward love.
所以24节我们看到，他要我们达到的目标是激发爱心。
The word toward is pretty important here because it means you haven't reached it yet. You are working towards it.
这个目标就是我们能够达到这个爱心。
Yesterday, as I ran the race, I came to the 1 mile mark and I thought, only 2.1 more miles to go. Came to the 2 mile mark, only 1.1 miles to go. I was still going towards the goal.
昨天牧师要跑3.5里。当你跑完第一里的时候，你就告诉自己说：“我还剩下2.5里。”当我跑完2里的时候，我才剩下1.5里。
So there's a goal ahead of us, and we're making progress toward the goal, but we aren't there yet.
目标让我们知道我们进步到什么的程度，但是也让我们知道我们还没有达到 那个目标。
We must continue on, we must not quit.
所以我们必须要继续的来改善，继续的往前行。
Even the Apostle Paul, who is considered the greatest missionary of all time, said that he hadn't reached yet and he had a goal.
就像使徒保罗，虽然是我们公认的一个伟大的使徒，但是他自己也说他还没有达到该达到的目标。
In Philippians chapter 3, he talks more about becoming like Christ, and here's what he says.
在腓立比书三章十三节到十四节，他这样子讲。
Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward, notice the word toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书三章十三到十四节这么说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。
And that's the same attitude we need in the Christian life for the goals that God has for us. We aren't there yet. We're making improvement. We're getting closer, but we're still going towards the ultimate goal.
同样的，在我们的基督徒生命里面，我们也是要朝着这些目标来直跑。我们还没有到达那里，所以我们必须要继续的往前。
And then the second goal is love.
我们第二个目标就是刚刚二十四节所要我们达到的第二个目标是行善。
Actually, that's still the first goal. I made a mistake. That's the first goal is love.
对不起，我们还是回到第一个目标是爱。
Now,
爱心。
What kind of love do you think this is?
这个爱心讲的是哪一种的爱心？
Think it's philos, eros, or agape?
在希腊文里面有三种层次，不同层次的爱，你觉得是哪一种？
I don't hear the answers. Agape, that is correct.
就是舍己的爱。
This is a love that keeps coming back and coming back and coming back as we've looked at these one another's. It's there so much, it's just almost incredible.
我们看到这个爱心这个字不断的在这里出现。
Love is a key, and we can't accomplish the one another's without love. It's just not possible.
在我过去所讲的许多我们应该彼此如何相待的这些讲道里面，这个爱，这种舍己的爱，是彼此相待的重心。
And it's a love inside of us for God and for other people that motivates us to do the outward actions because of the love we have inside of us.
因为我们里面有这样的爱心。所以我们才能够在外面行出来。
We're all loving each other some, but we still need to move toward the goal of loving each other more.
我知道我们中间大家已经彼此有相爱的心，但是我们需要让这个爱心更加的增长。
And then the second goal that we have is good deeds.
第二个目标我们要达到的是行善。
Now, when we talk about good deeds in Christianity, we need to do some clarifying because there is a lot of confusion about it.
这边行善我们需要讲清楚，因为不讲清楚会造成一些混淆。
So I'm just going to put up some good deeds that examples of good deeds.
这些行善有一些下面的这些例子。
It can be helping, giving money and gifts, serving,listening, using our gifts and talents for God, random acts of kindness, and many, many others.
这边所列出来的有帮助别人给这个钱或礼物去服侍别人倾听别人的痛苦用使用神给你的恩赐然后是对人有好的这个有恩慈的行为等等。
And again, these are the external things that we do because of the internal love that we have through Christ Jesus.
这些都是因为你内心里面有这样的爱心，所以你的外表能够表现出这些行为来。
So they're very important that the Bible tells us that we are not saved by good deeds or good works.
但是我们要记得，我们并不是因为去行善，所以才得到神的拯救。
In other words, we do not make ourselves right with God. We do not have eternal life. We do not have the Christian life because of good deeds.
我们被神拯救，并不是因为我们做出这些好行为的结果。
Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 says, For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
因为以弗所书里面第二章第八到九节这么说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Our salvation comes through faith in Jesus Christ and the fact that He died on the cross for our sins and rose again.
我们的救恩完完全全是百分之百靠着耶稣基督在十字架上面，为我们舍己。
And then a third thing that we see about faith is that God has prepared good deeds for us to do as Christians.
第三个我们看到的是神，已经预备让我们去做，这些善事。
And a verse that follows Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 is not very often mentioned, but Ephesians 2, 10 says, For we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
在刚刚所念的以弗所书二章八到九节后面，紧接着是这个第十节，比较少人去提到的，就是说我们原是神的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
We have a saying in the English language that some people get the cart before the horse.
英文有一个谚语，就是说有些人把这个马拉的车放到马的前面。
And some people have the idea for Christianity, if we do enough good works, then God will be happy with us, and then we can be saved.
那个谚语就是中国人的所谓本末倒置。所以很多人有这样的不对的观念，是觉得我们需要先行善，所以我们才能够得救。
And God says, no, that's not the way it works. First of all, you believe in Jesus Christ, and then I have a plan for your life, lots of good things for you to do.
但是神在圣经里面告诉我们说，神的得救完全是靠着神的恩典，但是你得救之后，神自然会让你去做这些好的事情。
And if you think about this for a long, it says God's prepared in advance for us to do. Think about that for a minute.
所以我们看着经文上面所说的是神预备叫我们行的，也就是事先，在你被拯救之前，神就已经为你预备。
That means as we go into each day, God has something prepared for us.
也就是说，我们现在过的每一天里面，神都预备了事情让你去做这些善事。
Questions are we listening to hear what God's plans are? And if we do, are we willing to obey them?
重点就是说，你有没有仔细的去听神要你做的事？你愿不愿意顺服去做？
And the fourth thing about good deeds is that God will reward our good deeds if we don't give up.
第四点是神会给这些努力去做不灰心的人神会给他们奖赏。
We read in Galatians chapter 6, Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
在加拉太书第六章九到十节说，我们行善不可丧志。若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
And if you've ever served very much before or done lots of good deeds serving the Lord, you will find out that sometimes you just say, I want to quit.
如果你知道在教会里面你有服侍别人的经验，你就知道常常有时候会让你觉得灰心丧志。
You may even say, nobody notices, nobody thanks me, nobody even cares. Why should I keep on doing it?
或者你会觉得说，我做这些都是吃力不讨好的，别人也看不到，我不晓得我为什么还要再去做。
And that may be true, but God notices, God cares, and God won't forget.
也许 外表上看起来是这样子，但是你要知道，神看得到，别人看不到，神看得到，神也眷顾你做这样的事情。
And he's promised us here we will reap a harvest if we do not give up, if we don't quit.
所以他说，圣经说，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
So if you're discouraged this morning and feel like quitting in the work that God has for you, don't quit. Don't quit. Keep on doing it.
所以在我们中间，如果你服侍得很辛苦，你想要不愿意再不能够再继续做下去，我勉励你继续往下做。
Well, so probably most of us are all doing some good deeds. We must just continue on doing the good deeds for the Lord.
所以我们中间许多人已经在行善，但是我们还行得不够多，神要我们做得更多。
So let's see what you learned. What are our goals?
所以我们现在来这个看一看，刚刚你记不记得我们的目标，两个目标是什么？
What's the first one? Love.
第一个是爱。
What's the second one? Good deeds.
第二个是行善。
All right. Well, how many of us want to have more love for God and for others?
所以我们中间有谁愿意我们能够有更多的爱心呢？
How many of us want to be motivated to do more good deeds to show our love for God and for other people?
你今天有没有被激励？你愿意有更多的爱心来做为神做事。
Some of you are kind of going like this. Some of you are just sitting there like this. I'm not sure.
Chinese are shy. 中国人比较含蓄了。
But think about it. What would happen if day by day and week by week we grew in our Christian love?
但是你想一想，如果我们每天让这个爱心越来越多，这样子继续持续下去的话，会有什么样的一个结果？
What would happen if all of us showed love by doing good deeds for each other and for those around us?
如果在这个教会里面，我们每一个人都能够不断的来激发爱心，那结果会是什么样？
You know what I think? I think it would be amazing.
我想的是，这会是一个非常令人惊奇的结果。
So I want you to say this with me and put some feeling into it, okay?
所以我要大家跟着我这样子说。
Ready? It would be amazing.
就是
That was pretty good for the first try. But let's try it one more time. It would be amazing. Do you want to do it in Chinese?
就是这个结果会是让人非常的惊奇的。
Well, then let's see what would happen to help us reach those goals as we talk about the method looking at the first part of verse 24.
所以讲完了这个目标之后，我们要来看看怎么样，什么方法可以达到这样的目标。
We're just going to look this at it phrase by phrase.
让我们仔细的看这个句子里面的字眼。
First thing it says is lettuce. And of course, that sounds like the English word for a head of lettuce.
24节一开始也是这英文说让我们一起。
Or we often use the contraction let's. L-E-T apostrophe S.
英文是 let us 或者是 let's.
I can't translate that, can you?
Can't translate, right?
I'm glad I have my job and not his job. Well, it can mean different things. Sometimes it's just making a plan.
这个 let us 在英文里面有几个不同的意义。第一个是代表你已经有一个计划。
We might say, what shall we do tonight?
比如说我们说今天晚上我们该干什么。
We might say, let's go to the park.
我们一起到公园去走一走。
Or let's go swimming.
我一起去游泳。
You're making a plan, an idea of something to do.
这表示说你有一个计划。
But there's a second meaning as well, which is quite a bit different.
但第二个意义跟刚刚第一个意义相当大的，有相当大的不同。
It can be used as a challenge or an exhortation.
第二个意义它代表的一种挑战或者是一种勉励。
We might say, let's do this, or let's get it done.
比如说让我们做这个，或让我们完成这个任务。
And this challenge or exhortation is what I think the writer of Hebrews is more meaning by what he says.
所以我觉得这个第二种的意义比较吻合在圣经里面的第十章二十四节所要我们做的。
And when he uses the us, he's not saying, well, you should do this and you should do that. He said, let us do it. Let's all do it, including me.
他是勉励或是激给所有人每一个人发出这样的挑战。
So he says, let us consider, to think about, to look at carefully.
然后第二个字眼是要英文里面说要我们来仔细的想。
So when we consider something, we think about it, we ponder it, we study it in order to understand or decide.
这个字在中文的翻译里面好像没有那么清楚但是在英文里面是仔细的想，仔细的斟酌。
It's not something that's going to happen easily. We must make some effort.
因为他知道这些事情不是简单的。
So he says, let us consider how we may spur one another on.
所以要我们去仔细的斟酌，怎么样能够彼此的激励。
What method or means are we going to use?
要我们去用什么方法，用什么途径来激励。
Some things are take a little more thought than others.
这些事情是需要去仔细的推敲。
When I was doing carpenter work, a homeowner would say, "This is what I want done in my house."
我当我去替别人做这个木工的时候，这个叫我去做这个工作的人，这个就是付钱的人，他会说，这不是我要你做的。
And so I have to sit there and think now, how are we going to do this? And sometimes I have to say, I don't think we can do this.
所以我就要想不同的方法，怎么样能够达到这个客人所要求的东西，甚至告诉他说我没办法这样子做。
Those of you who are engineers and been frustrated by architects know what I mean.
所以学工程的人有时候知道建筑师常常画图画得很漂亮，但是你没办法做把这个房子做出来。
Sometimes we run into difficult situations and we have to do like this man and try to figure out how are we going to get out of this one. You see where his gun is?
你要想清楚你录音的时候要在哪个地方录音。
And sometimes mathematicians have to ponder for quite a while. How are we going to solve this equation?
数学家也是一样要先想清楚要做的是什么。
If you're in the lab, you know the results. Say, how am I going to get to where I want to go?
怎么样能够解出达到那个最后的结果。
And so he says, let us consider. You notice he says here, we. It's teamwork. It's not something that we just do on our own.
这边也提到说是我们这是一个大家彼此的合作不是一个人干。
And if we put the may and the how together, we look for possible ways. There may be more than one way to do it.
所以英文里面说 may 跟 how 放在一起，也就是说你可能有许多不同的方法可以达到这个目标。
And what we're looking for are ways to spur on.
第四个重要的字眼是这个激励、激发。
I looked at some other translations of the Bible and I started laughing just like Sky was laughing this morning as he was reading his Bible.
因为你如果仔细去看英文不同的翻译不同的这个英文翻译本。
Some of the Bibles in older English use a different word.
在比较老的版本像 King James.
And King James and American Standard Version say to provoke.
这个激励是事实上是去惹动，去挑衅。
Consider how we may provoke one another.
可以想到在教会里面，我们彼此惹气、挑衅吗
And in English today, that means how we may annoy one another or irritate one another or make each other angry.
在英文里面这个 provoke 这个挑衅实际上就是去惹别人的气 让他生气。
And to be honest with you, I think some church people understand it this way because they seem to sit around trying to think of ways to provoke other Christians.
确实我们在教会里面也有时候也会碰到有些人是这样子。
The International Standard Version says to motivate, which is a good meaning of today.
另外一个版本是鼓励激励比较正面的。
Of course, I'm using an NIV, which says to spur.
那今天我们所列出来的这个国际圣经版本是用马刺这个字。
I don't often use quotes from commentaries, but here's one to help clarify.
我从这些一些注释本里面找到这样一个解释。
Barnes says its original meaning is to arouse, to excite, to call into action, and it is used here in this sense. Men are sometimes afraid of excitement in religion, but there is no danger that Christians will ever be excited to love each other too much or to perform too many good deeds.
这个注解呢是这个叫 Barnes 的人所说的，他说这个 spur 的意思原来是要让我们挑起我们的热情，并且能够把这个热情放到这个真正的动作里面去，因为他觉得说常常很多基督徒不觉得他们的信仰是很让人兴奋的。 但是我们知道在基督徒在耶稣基督里面，你对你所信的有很多的热情，并没有什么危险。比如说，我们更加的去爱兄弟姐妹。
Verse 25, which we talked about before, says to encourage, and now verse 24 talks about to spur or to motivate.
24节里面，24节、25节里面说要我们有爱心，又要能够做好的行为，但是24节却告诉我们要彼此的激励。Spur
is actually stronger than encourage. We might better use the word exhort.
这激励用 spur 这个字，事实上是比较强烈的字眼，因为你要去惹动一个人。But
what I think of when I think of spurs are spurs on boots for cowboys.
我们知道这个。 喜欢穿真的cowboy 马靴的人，他原来这个cowboy 马靴后面是骑马用的这个马刺。A
spur can actually be any pointed thing. Turkeys have a spur that they fight with, and it's a sharp point. But this is the one I think of.
所以我们看到 spur 这个马刺这个字，这是我所想到的。And
I tried to get some real spurs to bring along this morning so we could pass them around and look at them, but the plan didn't work out.
本来牧师想去借一个马刺来给大家传给大家看看，但是他没有借到吧。What
I wanted you to do was to take those spurs and put them right here on your ribs, and push on them a little bit, and then push on them harder to imagine what the horse feels like.
你可以想想这个刺如果扎在马的肋旁，它那个马会有什么的反应？Sometimes
horses will do better if the rider just talks to them.
有些马呢。 会比较听话，如果这个主人跟他讲话的话。Sometimes
the rider will use their knees to encourage them to go faster to do better.
有时候骑马的人可以用他们自己的这个膝盖去顶这个马，这个马就知道该怎么做。And
not all riders, but some riders use these spurs.
有时候呢，骑马的人必须要用这个马刺，这个马才肯听话。
Spurs can make horses go faster.
通常是叫马快速的奔跑。Wouldn't
you if you had those things sticking in your ribs?
你可以想想，如果这边有个刺来刺你的这个肋旁，你会不会跑得快一点？Spurs
can make horses jump higher.
或者是要一匹马跳一个墙。However,
sometimes spurs really don't motivate horses towards good.
但是也有一些情况，你用马刺，这个马不听你的话，反而
Sometimes horses get mad, and then we have a buck and bronco.
会生气的，他想把你丢下来。
And this is why we have to consider how to spur one another on, because what may spur one person on may get another person mad. The very same thing. I'm not kidding.
这是我们需要小心的地方，因为我们用这个马刺去刺激到别人的时候，有些人会有好的反应，有些人会有负面的反应。
If you have more than one child, you probably know what works for one child doesn't necessarily work for the other one.
假如你有小孩，你就知道，教养小孩，每一个小孩都不一样。
And when I coached Bible quiz teams, I knew how to coach guys because I think like a guy, but I had a hard time coaching girls.
当我在教这些青孩子们或青少年，这个背圣经的时候，我比较能够handle，我对这个男孩子我比较能够知道怎么样跟他们。 教导他们，女孩子我就比较没有办法。So,
in a positive way, what spurs or motivates you on to do what God wants you to do?
所以，今天神，你觉得神要怎么样来激励你，让你能够，最适合你能够激励你的方法？
So I want you to talk about this for just a few minutes. I want you to tell each other what spurs you on to do what God wants you to do. And then I want to ask for some responses.
所以我要请大家跟你旁边的人讨论一下，你觉得哪一种方法比较适合你被激励，能够比较成功的来激励你？
So what spurs you on?
Spanking.
Nobody spanks you.
How about you?
I think probably words of encouragement or challenge.
Words of encouragement.
And challenge, like, you could do better than this.
Okay.
You're kind of, in English idioms, we say sloughing off. You're not doing the job you could be doing.
Okay.
So, sometimes at first I may not like it, but after I think about it, if it's true.
Yeah.
But another thing that helps too is for somebody to come alongside of me and help out. In other words, here I'm gonna help you do this.
Yeah.
All right, we're ready for some answers.
好，现在牧师要下去，做这个民意调查。
Who wants to be the first one to tell us what spurs you on?
谁要第一个讲一下?
Nobody.
To share about themselves or what they heard?
Either way.
你可以讲你自己比较适合你的办法，或是你刚刚谈的那个人的办法。
My best volunteer, yes. I'm sorry?
Candy.
Candy, oh.
奖励用糖果
we appreciate honesty, don't we? Sir Robert. Oh. So you're going to prove him wrong. Okay. Somebody tells you can't do it, show him you can.
Bob 说最适合他的方法就是当别人告诉他说你没办法做这个的时候，他就要证明给别人看他可以做得到。Okay,
just a couple more.
还有没有其他的？
They may say them in Mandarin too, and you can translate them to English.
或者你可以用中文讲，我们再翻成英文。
Encouragement and trust. All right, good.
就是鼓励还有相信。
And one more. I was going to say, what can I do to spur you on to answer?
所以我怎么样能够来激励你？
Come out there and give you a kick.
需要用这个刺，马刺去踢一踢吗？
Like one more answer.
还有没有？
Okay, I gave some answers here that I thought, being with other people who are excited, does that get you encouraged to do something?
所以有些人是觉得他能够看到，可能看到一些好的榜样，能够让你激励，得到激励。
Another answer in Hebrews 25 is getting together with other Christians, meeting together with other Christians spurs us on to do more.
有些是常常的聚会啊，跟就像刚刚我们所念的，你们不可停止聚会，要彼此劝勉。
Verse 25 says encouragement spurs us on, as we've already heard.
刚刚我们所看到的彼此劝勉，鼓励。
Exhortation is a little stronger than encouragement. It's telling you, you need to be doing this, not you should be straight. And that sometimes helps me to do what I should do.
再下一个是勉励，或者是训诲、教训，说你应该要这样子做。
She's already answered this in the promise of reward. She likes candy, but rewards can be a good motivation for doing what we need to do.
再来是这个有回报。
A rebuke, which is even stronger yet than exhortation. A rebuke is to tell you you should not be doing that, or and you're not doing what you should be doing.
甚至责备。
Sometimes teamwork, somebody to come alongside of you and help you out.
再来是有一群人来帮助你，一起做，而不是一个人做。
When our children were little and they had toys scattered all over the floor, it was time to go to bed. We always made them clean up the floor.
所以当我的三个小孩小时候他们玩玩具玩的整个这个地板上都是。
If I would say,
在睡觉前我就叫他们三个一起把玩具都收好。
If I would say to the kids, "You need to clean up the floor," you know, they get it done eventually.
但我如果只告诉其中一个人说你要把这个玩具收拾好，那么他就不会那么殷勤。
If I say, "Dad's going to help you. Let's see how fast we can get this done and make a game of it," it would go very fast.
但是如果说，爸爸也来跟你一起做，那这个我们做的就很快。
Sometimes the promise of punishment motivates us to do what we should.
甚至有时候必须要，用这个。惩罚用这个恐吓、惩罚的方法来让一个人得到激励。
And the list could be much longer, but the idea is, as when we come together as Christians, especially we see somebody who is discouraged or maybe not doing what God would have them to do, we need to think about what can I do to motivate them to be what God wants them to be.
所以，当我们看到一个人在耶稣基督里面，他也许灰心，也许丧志的时候，我们要想想用哪一种方法最能够帮助那个人。
We need to know the people that we are spurring on and what works for them.
要有神的智慧来帮助我们。
And the last thing it says is one another.
最后说你们要彼此。
That means that sometimes I need.To be motivated on, I need to be spurred on, and you need to help me.
所以有时候是我需要被你所激励，你要来激励我。
And sometimes it means that you need to be motivated on, and I need to know what I can do to help motivate you to do what you should do.
但有时候刚好相反，是你需要被激励，我要去激励你。
It's not just about us, it's about other people because we are the body of Christ.
不是为我们自己的缘故，而是彼此，因为我们在耶稣基督里面互为肢体。
So I want you to turn to someone and say, I need you to spur me on.
所以向你周围的人说，我需要你来激励我。
I need you to spur me on. Have you ever imagined the results if we as Christians were continually growing in love and good deeds?
你能够想象这个结果吗？如果我们基督徒之间能够不断的在彼此激励，在爱心里面，在 行善里面彼此激励，会有什么样的结果？
Do you suppose if we did that, we might see revival?
你不觉得这是我们的灵命得到复兴的一个需要的途径吗？
Can you imagine what an amazing testimony would be to unbelievers?
你可以想象，如果南湾教会都这样子做的话，对我们旁边这些还没有信主的朋友会有什么样的见证吗？
Just think of the wonderful impact we would have as we would do the work of Christ more and more by our good deeds and by because of love.
我们想象这样的情景或者是这样的愿景会有什么样的结果？
As I have said several times before, these one another's in the New Testament are not just good ideas.
过去我就讲到的 好几个主题都是彼此该做什么，这些圣经里面的教训不是说说而已。
This is the way God says we as Christians are to live.
因为这是神要我们基督徒生活的方式。
This is the way the church is supposed to function according to God's plan.
这也是神说这个教会应该照着他的心意去做的。
So which one of these one another's does God want you to work on this week, or whom does he want you to spur on?
所以我们来思想下面这个礼拜神要我们彼此之间互相对待的是什么，特别是如何去激励别人。
Will you be obedient and do what he says?
你愿意照神所要你去做的去行。
谢谢荣耀牧师带给我们的信息，我们听了这信息是否心里火热呢？Pastor Ryan for this message, are you encouraged? Oh, spirit, with the words,